Football is a game of tradition, and with that tradition comes historic rivalries. Michigan versus Ohio State, Alabama Auburn, of course the game many Iowans are paying attention to tomorrow in the Cy-Hawk game. Some rivalries are more heated than others. Sometimes fans just hate the other school or team, either for a good reason or no reason at all. It's part of what makes football and competition in general great, of course when it doesn't get taken too far. So what happens when there's a new rivalry? One that isn't historic in terms of matchups, but features for the most part equally balanced competition levels, and for whatever reason, the scores seem to be close no matter what the sports. Indianola versus Pella.
You know, they're just, I think both schools have very athletic kids that they want to do well in athletics, and they have some kids that can play at a high level. And certainly we knew that going into the Indianola game last year, football-wise, they've been waiting for that class for a long time, for that group of kids, and this year too, that they saw them coming. And they certainly have a really good football team again this year, and they certainly have a lot of high-level talented players and playmakers, and a very, very physical and fast football team. They run to the football. They got speed on both sides, so they certainly present a lot of challenges. But I think that's what it is. You know, just a lot of athletic kids from both schools, and I think it creates a lot of good competition between the two.
There's strong tradition in football, and not only football, just sports in general, that just a strong community that backs their teams. And I knew someday we would meet up, and when the districts came out a year ago, we saw Pella was on the schedule and knew our hands were full.
Football, of course, doesn't take into account the Little Hawkeye Conference with their district setup. So when Indianola joined from the CIML, the gridiron was not featured until just last year, but that just meant there were different mediums for the rivalry to grow, like on the basketball court or track, where Pella boys basketball coach Derek Schulte and retired Indianola girls cross country and track coach Kim Art got to see it firsthand.
You know, I think two good schools, a lot of really high-level athletes that compete really hard, and you can see both programs, both communities really support activities in general, and so whether it's football or basketball, it's a fun rivalry that's developed and is always super competitive.
Pella's always had great coaches and great athletes come from there. I knew, when we got into Little Hawkeye that they were probably going to be the team to beat, and I still believe they're the team to beat. They do a great job developing their programs and having great kids come through there.
And as Coach Schulte said, the rivalry is not traditional. It's grown more through competition than dislike or being in the same area.
When we say really rivalry, it's just two good teams. So when there's good teams within the Little Hawkeye Conference that end up competing against each other in some high-profile games, I think it just develops that ability to create that sense of rivalry or whatever you want to call it. But we got a ton of respect for them. And so it's not a bad rivalry in any way. It's a respectful one, but one that, hey, when you play them, you got to be ready to roll.
They've got great athletes. They've got great coaches over there. They get their kids ready to play, and I know the friendships at the high school level with each of these, whether it's boys or girls, no matter what, and then those have developed over the last few years, and I like the fact that the Little Hawkeye Conference was a great move for Indianola.
That was Mr. Indianola himself, Rick Wilson, who's followed many Indianola sports for a long time and has watched different rivalries rise and fall over the years.
We were in the CIC and the CIML, the rivalries there. Ankeny was always a big rivalry for us. And you always had that type, with the city schools and that. Those were a couple of rivalries that were there. Ankeny comes to mind as, like I said, the best. But when we move into the Little Hawkeye Conference, I think the one now, Pella. Pella has become, it's great. It's building that relationship. It's just become one of those great rivalries where both teams have great athletes, great coaches, and it's just been a very positive thing, not only for the Little Hawkeye Conference, but both for Pella and Indianola.
When I very first started coaching, our rivals were, the Central Iowa, Urbandale, Ankeny. I mean, we were in about every conference. We were in the Metro Conference for a while. Then we, the CIML. It has changed, definitely changed. There were years where, even when I was coaching basketball, we were against the Dowlings and, some of the teams that were just powerhouses. And it was hard as a coach, from a coaching standpoint, you were frustrated, you're always the underdog. Put it that way. And not that you didn't win some of those, but you were always the underdog. And now since we've switched to the Little Hawkeye Conference, it's been the few years that I got to, experience it. It was great.
The voice of the Dutch, Trevor Castle, has also seen Pella straying away from some traditional rivals over the years. cementing new ones as competitions continue to win fans over.
When I first moved to the area in the late 90s, Pella and Knoxville was still a really big rivalry that seems to have kind of fallen off over the years just because of the competitive nature. In the early 2000s, I first moved to Pella. Grinnell was a big rivalry of Pella. District football championships were on the line. They met at the state boys basketball tournament one year. Really seems like, you know, throughout the 2000s and even from time to time now, it seems like Pella and Oskaloosa is that one rivalry where there's still maybe a little bit of hatred, that the communities just don't really like each other. But of the last 5 years, to me, it's very clear the rivalry for Pella has kind of shifted to the west. And you look at DCG, you look at Norwalk, and certainly look at Indianola. And that's just because of the competitive nature. It's always good games between those two teams. You never quite know who's going to win. And while they, you know, it's more of a competitive or friendly rivalry, I would say that Pella and Indianola right now is right at the top of the list.
Pella junior Luke Hardman says the rivalry on the hardwood has been developed a little more just due to the amount of games being played.
Yeah, I would say it's more of a rivalry, more for basketball, to be honest. We play them twice every year, and football is just starting the rivalry. But, I mean, yeah, they're a good team. It's always close with them.
The boys' basketball rivalry has stood out since the beginning, one of the best in the area. Since their second conference matchup in 2018, only one game has been won by more than 7 points, three have gone to overtime, and nearly all of them came down to the wire, leading to some special moments.
Noah Allen now over the half-court line. Allen right hand to Carl Miller. Miller dribble, drive, kicks it out, left side, wide open. Noah Allen for three. Yes, Noah Allen. You can't leave him that wide open or he will make it all night.
Naylor, backdoor, Kingery slams it home on the backdoor cut. And the Indians have their biggest lead of the night by 12.
Last year on the gridiron in their first matchup was an instant classic as well. It featured over 1,000 yards of total offense. Indianola hitting big passing plays over the top, and Pella bullying the line of scrimmage, racking up the rushing yards. Indianola just edged out a 44-37 win.
Brick, Kalair tries the right side, this time has a big hole. He crosses the 30 to the 35, cuts back across the defender, across the 50 to the 40. It's a foot race to the corner. Kalair is loose to the 20 to the 10. Touchdown, Indianola. It goes 75 yards on the second play of the game.
Play action fake. Meyer rolls out to his right, looking for the edge, turns it upfield inside the 10, nothing but green, and he's into the end zone. Six for the Dutch, touchdown Pella, a scramble and score for Blake Meyer from 14 yards out.
It was a great offensive game, and not a lot of defense, to be honest. They were just taking shots that we couldn't guard, and we kept coming back at them with the veer, and just high-scoring game, a lot of excitement there.
So whether it's the team's trading track or cross-country championships, sharing volleyball conference titles, meeting up on the hardwood, or like tonight on the gridiron, both schools know that at the very least it's going to bring out the best of both teams, and quite frankly, the broadcasters for our station.
Pella's kind of special, being across KRLS with everybody that does the sports for them, and then us here with KNIA. You know, we got that little rivalry going too with us back and forth. So it's a positive thing for both schools, and it's just one of those things that you look forward to when it comes down. You different season, no matter what, boys or girls sports, football, basketball, softball, baseball. It's a great rivalry.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night, and of course the budding and growing Pella Indianola rivalry, I'm Andrew Swadner.